we had the opportunity to offer it at her lotus feet at her place in Unchagan this morning by the mercy of the devotees, Rupa Raghunath. So there's the Shruti Phal, which is verse number 9. This is an Ashtakam, which means it is 8 verses, Ashtakam. And the 9th verse is called Shruti Phal. Whenever one recites an Ashtakam, he must also recite the Novakam, the 9th verse. Because the 9th verse is a Shruti Phal. In other words, the benediction, the blessing that one receives by chanting or offering this particular song, shlokam, dasakam or ashtakam or dwadashakam. Dwadashakam is 12 verses, dasakam is 10, and ashtakam is 8. So, if a person with a cheerful and pure heart recites this prayer in praise of Lalita Devi, he will be affectionately brought into Srimati Radhika's own group of sakis. Lalita Devi is superbly ornamented with beauty, grace, and charm, and along with Srimati Radhika is the effulgent wish-fulfilling creeper, Kapavali, a Bhushabhanu Maharaja's family that winds around the Kapa Riksha of Krishna. So hopefully everyone chanted with a cheerful and pure heart, and we will get the ensuing benediction thereupon. So we will sing Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Jayate, and then we will have a class on the verses of this song and some other shlokas from Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami to glorify Srimati Lalita Sakhi. Radha Mukunda Parasambhavagama Bindu. Radha Mukunda Parasambhavagama Bindu. I offer my pranams unto the Hati. Hati means proud, very proud. Lalita Devi, who is charmingly endowed with many beautiful, sweet qualities. Sulalita. That's the refrain. Devim gunai sulalitam, lalitam namami. Lalita means very charming, very wonderful, very charming, because she has so many charming qualities. So when we say sulalita lalitam, so Su means very, she's surcharged with so many wonderful qualities. Devim gunai. She has all these wonderful gunas. Sulalitam. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. To that Lalita Sakhi, I offer my obeisances. She has natural expertise in all the arts, Lalita. Thus her seva self-manifests. So, like Srimati Radharani, she's Kalanidhi. The 64 arts of dance and singing and all different kinds of arts that are there, and in terms of magic and making cosmetics and decorating the body, and there's 64 different arts. And Radharani is the emporium of all those arts within herself. And she never learned dancing from anyone, although she's called Gandharvika. Gandharvika means that she dances like the demigoddess, who's a great dancer. But she didn't learn dancing from, she didn't have any dance instructor. So Lalita Sakhi is the same way. She's expert in all the arts, and thus her seva self-manifest. She wipes away the glittering drops of perspiration which appear on the lotus feet of Radha Madhav when they meet. And she is perpetually immersed in the most elevated mellow of Surida Ras, or undivided absorption in fulfilling the heart's desire of her intimate friend, Sri Radhika. Nirmanchanopakarani Krita Deha Laksham Surida Visheshavashat Pragavam. This Pragalvam, the third line, Utunga Sorida Visheshavashat Pragalvam. It's like we have in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains about the intimacy of his friendship with the living entity. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Yatmamam Shantam Richati. He says, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Suridam means he's a very close friend. So Dinabandhu, your friend, what kind of friend? You're a friend of the fallen. Dhanam Dehi. You know, you want money, you want followers, you that kind of friend. You're Dinabandhu. And people go to Dinabandhu for those things. I'm fallen means I've fallen into poverty. Oh, Dinabandhu, pick me up. Give me some money. Oh, Balaji, I look at Balaji. I give you 1 lakh of rupees, and you give me 2 lakhs in back, and then I'll give you a donation. So they do business with Balaji and business with Vaishnavi and all business, you know, because they're Baniyas. So when they do puja, it's Baniya puja. So Baniya puja means business. They worship Krishna. Yeah, Krishna, you take this, but you must give something. This is business, you know. If I'm investing in you, you have to give me some return. So I'm giving a donation 1 lakh, then you have to give me some, you know, some return on my money. So this is called Bandhu, Dina Bandhu, this type of friend, friend of the fallen, friend of... So O Dina Bandhu. So there's another kind of friend, it's called Mitra. Mitra is a name for the sun. Sun is a friend of everyone, because the sun gives light and heat, and ultimately is the basis of life for the entire universe. Because all the plants drink the sun's rays, and then from the plant kingdom come all the other forms of life, come from there. Depend, you know, jivo, jivasi jivanam. So the sun is called Mitra, but Krishna is often called Sumitra. He's a very dear and great friend. He goes with us everywhere, and he's always guiding us and like that. He's always available. But then there's another kind of friend, it's called Surit. Surit, as this is Lalita Sakhi is mentioned like that, that she's this kind of, it says, Utunga Sorida Vishesha. Sorida Vishesha, it means Sorida Ras, undivided absorption of fulfilling the heart's desire of her intimate friend. So, Krishna says, Suridam, I am a heartfelt friend. I am in the heart of every living entity as Chaitya Guru, Paramatma, Antaryami. But I am such a dear friend that you can turn to me at any time and you can look within me and I will provide you and give you anything you require. Whatever essential thing you require. If you want material things, then you go to Dinobandhu. But if you want something very special, intimate, internal, then you do turn to the Surit. That's why Krishna says in this verse to in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Suridam Sarvadehinam. I am that dear, heartfelt friend inside the living entity. And it's that he is in our heart and he wants our heart. Krishna wants our heart, he wants to give his heart to us. He's within our heart waiting to give his full love to us. Yayatamam prapadyante. So that is Surit. So Lalita Sakhi, she's described as that. Suridam. She is this, she knows the heart's desire of Radharani. But then a word is there, pragalbham. Pragalbham means a very, you can say contrary, very bold. And there's some discussion of this word because there's an actual type of Sakhi. There's three types of sakis among Radharani's heroines, or leading sakis. So Lalita is described like that, and we can read something about that. Understand her mood and her nature. This is from Raghunath Das Goswami, from Stavavali. Stavavali is a collection of different poems and writings. This is Brajavilas Stava. Brajavilas, of course, is one small book. Kushakrata came out with one small book, Brajavilas Stava. Has all different Sanskrit shlokas glorifying Nanda Baba, Nandagram, Lalita Sakhi, Purnamasi, Gopishvar, etc. And they're very beautiful to take with you when you go to these holy places and to chant these shlokas. So this one has the same tune as the Six Goswami's prayer. At least that's how we see it. Sandra prema rasai pluta priyataya pragalbhyam aptatayo prana preshtavayasya yor anudinam lila bisaram krame vaidagyena tata sakim prati sada manasya siksham raser Yeyam kara yati hanta lalita krinatu samam gane. So in this verse, in the first line you have this pragalbhyam. So this is, there's actually three categories of sakis, and one is known as pragalbhyam, and we'll explain that. But first we'll translate this verse. We'll go back and forth between this ashtakam and other verses that expand from there. The translation to this verse is this. May Lalita Sakhi, who is immersed in the mellow of deep love, who takes shelter of an audacious, bold mood, simply out of love, who assists in arranging the blissful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the beloveds of her heart and life, by taking them on abhisar, that means a journey to meet the beloved, and who always cleverly teaches her own girlfriend Radha the art of man, which means being contrary or showing a contrary mood towards Krishna. So Lalita Sakhi is the Shiksha Guru. We heard this morning, there was a brief mention of Lalita Sakhi. Now she's a Shiksha Guru. So she teaches the art of man. And so the prayer is, so Raghunath Das is saying, please may she accept me in her own party. So this is a very deep verse. Sandra Prema Rasai Pluta Priyatiya. So it means, this Sandra means deep. She's flooded. She floods the world. Pluta Priyatiya, with a deep loving mood. So in the Ujjvala Nilamani, he explains there's three categories of heroines. So the most intense type is called Pragalbha Sakhis. And this is a definition of a Sakhi. This is Lalita Sakhi. She's Pragalbha. Means mature, clever, arrogant, a mature, clever, arrogant woman who is expert at controlling her lover. So this is Lalita Sakhi. So now there's another prayer that we want to discuss along this line of Lalita Sakhi's glorification. This is from Utkalika Valari. Giri Kunja Kutira Nagaro. This is number 22. That was number 29 from Brajavilasta. Giri Kunja Kutira Nagaro. Lalite Devi Sada Tavashravo. Itite Kila Nasti Duskaram. Kripayangi Kuru Ma Mata Swayam. O Lalita Sakhi, the lovers in the cottages within the groves on the hills of Vrindavan, the Giri means hills or mountains, they are under your control. Therefore, there is certainly nothing you cannot do. So please be merciful and personally accept me. So this is also a prayer by Rupa Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Lalita Sakhi to please accept him. Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are both praying to Lalita Sakhi to please be accepted, that they will be accepted in her service, and because she controls Radha and Krishna. In other words, how do you get the favor of the boss? Well, you get the favor of the boss by getting the favor of someone who controls him. Just like every Sankirtan devotee knows, if you want to sell a book, you have to sell the woman first. If the husband and wife are together, if you're doing husbands and wife, you know, if the woman wants the book, then definitely the husband buys it. But if you commit sin, he says, oh, it's a very nice book, I'm into yoga, I'm meditation, it'll help me with my business, I'd like to take that. No, she pulls his arm, we don't need that book. She looks at you and says, we don't need that book, thank you. And I said, wait a minute, but maybe he does. Maybe we don't, but maybe he does. Maybe we don't need it, but he needs it. You know, so you try to encourage the guy, or sometimes you say, if you're a little in a pragalbha mood of Lalita Sakhi, you're in a bold mood, you say, are you going to stand for that? You know, you're going to let her push you around like that? No, not. I'm taking this book. I don't care what you say. Here, $10. Thank you. And then they start arguing down the street. So this is, so you want to get your favor, so you have to approach the person that controls the person you want to get the favor of. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and we, following them, Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Haibaya Kuti, were very eager and anxious to follow their teachings, footsteps, examples, moods, and meditations. And therefore, the example they're setting here is to petition, to offer our petition at the lotus feet of someone, of some personality who controls the Supreme Controller. Maheshwaram, we just quoted that verse. Bhoktaram Yogatapasam. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is a Mahesh. He controls all the universes. But he's controlled by these things. Charanapad. Radha Charanapad. Two lotus feet are put on his forehead, then it's like, Dasosmi, Dasosmi, Dasosmi. I am your servant, I am your servant. Just by the touch of 2 feet. How many feet are in the universe? How many feet does Krishna control, being the Maheshram? Thousands and millions of feet are moving under the will of Krishna and controlled by Krishna. But when these 2 feet touch his forehead, then he's completely controlled. But who controls those feet that control Krishna? Lalita Sakhi. That's what Rupa is saying here, Das Goswami. So they're petitioning there. Because you're controlling them, then please, you accept me. I'm taking shelter of you. This is my wish. So if we offer our petition at the lotus feet of Lalita Sakhi, we have a good chance of being accepted in the service of Radharani and Krishna. So that is his prayer. Giri kunja kutira nagaro Lalita Devi sadatta vashravo iti te kila nashti duskaram kripayangi kuru mam hata swayam. Kripayangi kuru, kripaya, please, angikuru. Angikuru means permission. Angikar. Angikar. Give your sanction, give your permission. So there's some comments here, some note I have taken from some books we've read. In natural humility, Raghunath Das is anxiously praying to the lotus feet of the associates of the Lord, of the associates of the divine couple Radhasham Sundar. And he is praying anxiously and with great eagerness. So this is qualities of prayer. Bandhanam should have some quality to it, not to just Radha Mukunda Salitam. It's not that we speak like a mechanic or like a minor bird or some parrot bird. It shouldn't be mechanically, but there should be eagerness and anxiousness. So the devotees must develop this utsaha, eagerness in performing bhajan. It is natural that we feel separated from Krishna. And especially, we should feel this mood while living in Vrindavan. The surrendered sadhaka who performs devotional service while living here in Vrindavan in this mood is called a virahi sadhaka. Virahi. Virahi means viraha, or viraha means separation. So everything in this environment is meant to remind us that of Krishna. The peacocks, the blue neck of the peacocks. When Lord Chaitanya was wandering in Braja and he saw the peacocks jumping in the tree or standing there, just extending their long neck. And as soon as he saw that, he just fainted. Sham, Sham, Ganesham. And he just fainted in ecstasy seeing that beautiful color of the peacock's neck. He just completely filled him with thoughts of Krishna. So all of these different personalities, the peacocks, the parrots, the kadamba trees, the lila stalis, the Yamuna and Giriraj and Unchagan and all these thakurs and deities and sadhus, they are meant to remind us, yes, these remind us of Krishna, and moreover brings us to the other conclusion that Krishna is here. These are all the attributes and all the elements and personalities that decorate the environment of Vrindavan. Just like Radha Govinda Maharaj gave class on Janmashtami, I guess it was. Janmashtami. And he was saying that Braja becomes beautiful, is beautified by cows. What makes Braja beautiful? Cows, not buffalo. There used to be 1,000 cows for every buffalo, now there's 1,000 buffaloes for every cow. So what makes Braja beautiful? It is cows. And he quoted some Sanskrit verse from the Acharyas. It is the Gwals, the Gos and the Gwals and the Yamuna and the Giri, Parvat. So it is the Gwals, the coward boys and the coward girls and the cows and Yamuna and the Giriraj. This is, and the Kadamba and the Tamal tree. This is what beautifies. These are the ornaments and decorations that make Braj Braj and make it beautiful and attractive. So all of these ornaments, all these alankars, all these natural ornaments are still here, pervading our environment and appearing before our senses wherever we look or walk or step or smell or touch. And so they should put us in touch with the reality that if they're here, then the enjoyer of these objects in this dham must also be here. Rasabihari, Bihariji, the enjoyer of this place, he's also here. So we feel separation because, well, everything's here. Giriraj is here, Yamuna's here, the peacocks are here, the devotees here, the gopis here, Varsana's here. But that means, Krishna, you're also here. But why can't I see you? Well, this is virahi. Virahi. This is developing this anxiousness, this eagerness to see Krishna, especially that should develop in Vrindavan. The virahi sadhaka. Virahi Sadaka. You know, when you're living in Melbourne or in Berlin or in Budapest or whatever, it's a little difficult to see too many peacocks on the freeway and too many parrots in the city buildings, and you don't see too many cows walking down the streets of Budapest and Hong Kong like you do in Delhi or something. So this is a mood of separation while living in Braj. The surrendered sadhaka who performs devotional service while living here in Vrindavan with this mood is called a virahi sadhaka. Just remember and think over and over. Here, this is Vrindavan. Here, Krishna, you perform your pastimes eternally. You're always here performing pastimes. Why can't I see them for even a split second, just one piece of one pastime? Please show yourself to me. My heart cannot remain in my body any longer if I cannot see you. So, this is a very intense mood. My heart cannot remain in my body any longer if I cannot see you. Does anyone ever have that idea? And then usually we think my heart, my tongue cannot no longer remain in my body unless I find another meal, unless I find some prasadam. My heart will no longer remain in my body unless I see Krishna. This is lalasa mayi. Hankering for some perfection. The perfection of the eyes is to see the form of Krishna. Perfection of touch is to touch the form of Krishna. Perfection of smell is to smell the fragrant body of Krishna. And the perfection of ears is to hear the flute of Krishna. Like sometimes in Vrindavan, the other day we were sitting and nearby in our place, and the rain was falling very gently, beautiful monsoon rain, and it was late, maybe 8:30 at night, quiet time, and in the distance, I don't even know, maybe even electricity went out or something. There was no electricity, maybe some electricity. And in the distance, all you could hear, unusually, but there were no cars and no speakers. All you could hear was somebody standing on the rooftop of their ashram playing a beautiful flute. Live show. Aindra live, live. And then we were all caught. We said, oh. We were mesmerized, enchanted, hypnotized. And we could think for one second, oh, what must it have been like when the gopis were there in their houses and doing their different things and, churning butter and cooking milk on the stove and taking care of their, relatives' children and their husbands and this and that, and decorating themselves and bathing. And all of a sudden, they start hearing, this beautiful flute, huh? And then immediately become transfixed. You forget everything. The flute is a very special sound. It has this dynamic quality of capturing the mind and heart simultaneously. Some instruments capture the mind by the vibration of the tympanic nerve in the eardrum. But the flute has a very special quality. Even just regular flautist. Special quality of capturing mind and heart. So this is Murli Manohar. Murli Manohar vibrates his Murli, and Murli acts as a rope, and that rope goes out of his flute, and it extends like a rope, unlimited rope, and it goes into the ears of each gopi. It goes into the ears of each gopi and out and the next one, and he ropes all the gopis together that way through the rope of his sound vibration, and he pulls them in, right? It's like they go in the puri, they go out in the water, and they hold some of the net on the beach, and they go out and they make a big arc, and then they wait there, and the waves come and they pull the thing in, and then all these fish get caught. So Krishna plays his flute, and the beautiful Damo Vani, Murli Damo Vani, the rope of the Murli Vani, of the sound. The Vani, Murli Vani Damo. It goes out like a rope out of his flute, and it goes into the ear of Lalita, then Vishaka, then Tungavidya and Chitra, and this one, that one. And then all of a sudden they're all pulled together. They leave their houses, they leave their families, they leave their husbands, their babies, everything. So it's very enchanting. This is Krishna's flute. So where is that mood that we have, that my heart cannot stay in my body any longer if I cannot see you? There's one nice name, because we were hearing this description of Lita Sakhi, how she is Radharani's guru. This verse we first quoted, that she's Radharani's guru, and that was in this Ashtakam. Lalita Sakhi is her guru. And Radharani's, it's described that she's like shaking in fear. Sometimes Radharani is shaking in fear of her teacher. Have you ever been in school and your teacher scolds you or chastises you? You nonsense, you didn't do your lesson. Oh yeah, yes, yes, yes. You know, so Radharani, she's shaking in fear in front of Lalita's chastisements. Because Lalita Sakhi, she's like her, Prem Shiksha Guru. She's teaching her how to do this Man Prem. And Radharani, although she's Bahir, Manini, she's Bahir Manini, she's Antar, inside herself, she's completely surrendered. Like she's Dakshin Prakar. She wants to surrender to Krishna. Krishna will come, and there's one pastime where it's described by Rupa Goswami that Krishna came to see Radharani the next day. And he came, and Lalita said, get out from here, just go away from here. You can't meet with Radharani, you can't see her, because as we mentioned in this verse by Das Goswami, Lalita Sakhi controls this Giri Kunja Kutira Nagaro Lalite Devi Saratavashravo. She controls Radha and Krishna in their meetings in the different places in Vrindavan, Giri Kunja. And so Krishna, he's chased out of there by Lalita Sakhi, by her harsh speech, very harsh and heavy words. She speaks very heavy and harsh words. Get out from here. So Krishna doesn't know what to do. He's bewildered and upset. And then Lalita Sakhi goes back to Radharani and says, look, don't give in to him, no matter what. He's a rascal, he's a rogue, and he's mistreated you in so many ways, and it's just not fair. He shouldn't get away this time, or we're not going to let him get away with this. So you just listen to me. And you just stay here, and you don't surrender to him, you don't meet with him or talk to him or anything. So Radharani's shaking, yes, yes, yes. She's literally shaking in fear. And then Lalita Sakhi storms out of that kunja, and she goes to another kunja, deliberately to make her point. And she goes and she sits there. And she sits there very quietly. She's thinking, everything's going according to my plan. Because her plan is not to enjoy, but her plan is to increase the enjoyment of Krishna. Because in prema, prema is dynamically expressing itself on newer and newer dimensions at every moment. So first it may manifest itself as sneha. And sneha is like, affection and intimacy. But then, if that becomes a little dry or a little static, we have to have a change. There has to be variety and some dynamic change and expansion and refreshment of the exchange of love between Radha and Krishna. So then a new feature has to be added, a new aspect, and then that's called man. So from sneha we have this man. So man means, rather than sneha being affectionate and accepting and reciprocating and sweetness, then, the opposite. There becomes opposition, and Radharani becomes contrary. So now Krishna doesn't know what to do. He goes and he meets with some other sakis. So he meets with Chitrasakhi. Chitrasakhi, she's not Pragalbhya. She's, I believe it's Mridvi. Mridvi means she's more like Lagu. Lagu means she's light, or Mridvi. She's like light. She's not a heavyweight. Lalita Sakhi's a heavyweight. She's very heavy. This is a Bhamya Prakar, Adika. Adika Bhamya Prakar. Very heavy and forceful and fierce. And she controls all the Sakhis. Not only is she Radharani's guru and controls Radha and Krishna, but she controls all the other Sakhis, and they're also afraid of her. She's like the big boss of the Sakhis. So Krishna goes to Chitra Sakhi, says, oh look Chitra, all night long I was missing Radharani, and I couldn't be with her, and I was, I couldn't meet with her, and I'm very, very sad, and I'm about to give up my body, and my heart is not working anymore, my breath, I'm counting my breaths, I'm gasping. Please, you have to do something. Please, you go and you break this man. You have to just break this fortress. This Lalita Sakhi has built a fortress around Radharani's heart. She's built a steel fortress around Radharani's heart, and it's impenetrable. I've tried in this way and that way, from this direction, that direction, every direction. I can't break any way through that fortress. I can't find any opening, any gate. There's no way. So I am surrendered. I am a soul surrendered unto you. Shishyashtite mam sharimam prapanam. Like Arjuna says in Gita, Shishya, he says, I'm your Shishya. Shalimam, Shalimam, Prapanam. Prapanam means I'm surrendering to you. Please, Chitra. Okay. Relax. It will be done. We'll do it. So then Chitra Sakhi, she comes, and she goes in the kunj, and she says, oh, good, Lalita Sakhi's not here. And Lalita Sakhi's in the other kunj. So she says, Priyariji. She says, and then she starts speaking, you know, Sham, he's really nice, and he's missing you so much, and he really wants to see you. And then, so then what happens is, Radharani says, yes, I know, I really want to see him too. No, Radharani says, I really want to see him too. I really want to meet with him. I'm tired of this man. I mean, I'm missing him more so much. I mean, all night I didn't see him, So she says, so why don't you come with me, and you know, I know where he is, he's staying nearby, we can go there. And just at that moment when Radharani says, yes, it sounds like a good idea, then Lalita Sakhi storms in, huh? What? Ah, just what I thought. As soon as I'm away, is it Chitra Sakhi? And then she starts speaking harshly, because this is one of Lalita Sakhi's qualities, harsh speech. Not like a demon, you know, like this quality, this Asura Sampat. You know, they have this Surabhav, this harsh speech. Not that kind of harsh. Well, she's very clever. She's Lalita and Vidagdha. We read that shloka Vidagdhyam. Vidagdhyam means clever. So, but she speaks very harsh when she has to. So she says, hey, Chitrasakhi, oh, stupid girl. You stupid girl. You don't know. And Chitrasakhi, yes. She says, last night, Priyaji was waiting for that rake. That rake means like rogue. Priyaji was waiting for that rake in a beautiful kunj in Govardhan, in a beautiful Nikunja Mandir. And she waited all night long waiting for him. She was all decorated so beautifully. We made all Pushpa Lankar, all Pushpa Mala, Pushpa Mukut, everything so beautiful and fresh and just so beautiful. And she looks peak of beauty. And then he never came. And he caused so much pain to our Swamini, and now you have the audacity to come in here and try to take her away. Just get out from here. You don't know anything, you stupid. Now go, stop speaking. So Chitra runs out of the place, the kunj where Radharani was, and she was completely. So this is this mood of Radharani being afraid to give up her man. The acharyas, they use a term for that. It says, Lalita Bhiti Manini. This is one of Radharani's names. Lalita Bhiti Manini. Manini, like we say, Manini Radhe. Manini means one who just shows man prem. Lalita Bhiti means bayam. Bayam means afraid. So this name for Radharani, Lalita Bhiti Manini, means that she holds up her man. Radharani continues to display or show her unfavorable, contrary attitude towards Sham because of fear of Lalita Sakhi. She wants to, when Sham comes, she wants to give it up, but she looks like this, and Lalita Sakhi's like, don't you dare, you know. So this is, Lalita's very, very powerful. Radha keeps up her man towards Krishna, although internally, inside her heart, she's very eager to meet Krishna. But out of fear of Lalita Sakhi, Radharani pretends not to be interested. Krishna is always dependent on the mercy and favor of Lalita Sakhi. And all the Sakhis are also dependent on Lalita Sakhi's kripa. They're controlled by Lalita. As soon as any sakhi deviates a little bit in her proper behavior in relationship to nourishing and pushing the rasa on, then she immediately cracks that sakhi. She chastises them. So this is verse 2 of Lalitashtakam from Rupa Goswami. Rakasuda kirana mandala kanti dandi vakcha shriyam chakita charu chamuru netram Radha prasadana vidana kala prasidham devim gunais lalitam namami. I offer pranams unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose beautiful face mocks the brilliance of the full moon, whose eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe. It says, Raka Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi. So her face is so beautiful the Sudha Raka, the Sudha Kirana, the rays, the Kirana, the pure rays from the mandala. Mandala, sometimes mandala means the Ras Mandala, or it can mean the Chandra Mandala, or many things. So mandala refers to the moon, and it refers to the moon-like face of Lalita Sakhi. But her face is so beautiful that her face, Dandi, it says, Mandala Kanti Dandi. The Mandala Kanti. Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti. The Kanti, the effulgence, the beautiful, brilliant effulgence of the rays of Lalita Sakhi's face, they're like a danda. She takes her danda. You know danda? Danda means stick. She beats the moon. She defeats and conquers the moon, just like a dandi. Raka Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi. So the translation, her beautiful face mocks the brilliance of the full moon. Mock means, in other words, she takes, dandi means, translating dandi to mean mock, but dandi means to crack on the head. You know, take a stick, lati, like lati holi, you know, lati holi, so like that. Vakra shriyam chakita charu chamuru netram. So her netram, her eyes are like a chamuru. And we say chamara, you know chamara, we do chamara fan, chamara seva. So chamuru is a special type of deer. Sometimes they say it's a yak or something, a yak. But it's a chakita charu. Chakita charu, chamuru netram. It means that her eyes are like moving, chakita, shriyam, vaktra shriyam. Vaktra means her face, vaktra shriyam. Shriya means her face is very beautiful, and on that beautiful face are these beautiful eyes. Long, elongated lotus eyes, Padma Lochan. Beautiful blue eyes, Nila Lochan. And those eyes are chakita charu. They're moving back and forth like a restless doe, a chamuru. Chakita charu chamuru netram. Radha prasadana vidana vitkala prasidham. And she is famous for her extraordinary expertise in the art of dressing Srimati Radhika, who is a treasure house of unlimited feminine qualities. Radha prasadhan vidana kala prasidham. Now, text 3. I offer pranam unto Sri Lalita Sakhi, whose body is adorned with a splendid sari as brilliant as the multicolored tail feather of an ecstatically dancing peacock. Las yola sad bujaga shatru patatra chitra. Las ulas means ecstatic. It means very ecstatic. Bujaga. It's means shatru. Shatru means, that means it. Anyway, but that's the line. It means very ecstatic. Chitra, decorated. So we see, when they describe the sari, it's just the color, the pattern, and the color of Lalita Sakhi's sari is like that bluish green of the peacock, the peacock's feathers. So sometimes they say that her dress is like peacock feathers, or the color of peacock feathers. It's the color combination, very very beautiful. But tam shukabarana kanchulik kanchitangim. Her upper body is covered with an exceedingly attractive blouse, kanchuli, and her hair is decorated with shimmering red vermilion, and she wears various necklaces and other jeweled ornaments. Gorochana ruchi vigarhana gorimanam. Her golden complexion defeats that of even Gorochana. So this is interesting. Throughout the literatures, the Goswami's literatures, they often use this word Gorochana. Gorochana. So what exactly Gorochana is, sometimes they say it's a yellow pigment. It's a very brilliant yellow pigment. But how does it come about? So here is the first time that I've ever seen any description. It's a very extraordinary substance. Just like in the ocean, in particular nakshatras, particular constellations of the stars, when the stars combine in particular patterns, they're auspicious, they're mangalam. Mangalam nakshatra and amangalam. When the demons are born, it's very inauspicious. But when Krishna was born, there was a particular nakshatra. Very mangalam, very auspicious. What was that called? Rohini. Krishna was born under the Rohini nakshatra. So in the same way, when there's other nakshatras, when those combination of stars and grahas, planets and stars come together, then they create, they shine down in the ocean and they produce different gems and jewels. They actually, the ocean becomes like a churning pot with the rays. They churn, this, the ocean is churned by these rays of the different planets and produces different jewels. This is described in Veda. So this Gorochana is described that it's also produced by a nakshatra. By, it's a combination of sky and earth. It's a combination of the celestials and the earthly elements. So you see that it says it's a bright golden pigment that is derived when rainwater, Swati nakshatra, it's different nakshatras. So Swati is one of the nakshatras, combinations, constellation. When there's the Swati nakshatra and the rain falls and it goes into the hoof print, into the gocharan, gorochana, gocharan, it goes into the hoof print of a cow, there's a little rain there and it falls, then it hits the hoof of a qualified cow, a special cow, and then it becomes gorocham. That's how it's produced. According to this purport, gorochan is produced, it's rainwater, it's basically it's rainwater, and then when it's combined at this nakshatra and it's sitting in the hoof of a special cow in a hoof print, then it makes this yellow pigment, like a yellow dye, and it's very brilliant, brilliant yellow color. Once I asked someone, I asked one devotee from Radhakund, I said, what color is this gorochan? Can you tell me anything in this, give me something to meditate on or what? He said, you know, you go in the market and they have this yellow powder. You can buy some, like their sindoor, this yellow powder that sometimes people buy and they use for painting face or this or that. It's already there. It's like that. It's that color. So I said, oh, that color. So it gave my mind some idea of the shade or the hue of the color. So Lalita Sakhi is a very extraordinary word to describe her complexion. So I offer her pranams. Durtem brajendra tanayai Tanushushtavam yam madakshina bhavak kalankini lagavaya. She's a treasure house of all good qualities, and she instructs Radharani in this way. Oh, Kalankini. Kalankini means unchaste one. Kalankini. It actually also refers to the moon. Sometimes the moon is called Kalankini. Chandra is called Kalankini because Kalankini means spots. There's spots on the moon. Even though there's, so someone who's very envious, like an envious person, an envious type of, you know, Prakriti Bhakta, even though the devotees are like, the Vaishnavas are like Chandra, Chandra Vaishnavas, they're like Chandra Manush, like moons among the men. The Vaishnava is like a moon among the men. But the envious Prakriti Bhakta, materialistic Bhakta, he will see these moon-like devotees that are shining and so effulgent and have so many good qualities and so many wonderful attributes and so much sweet attachment and feelings for Guru and Krishna. And they will see that full moon of that devotee and they'll say, oh, this and all that and all this and all that and this and that. They will see the Kalankini. They will see the faults. So Kalankini means faults, or it means like the spots on the moon. Like someone will look at the full moon. Oh, look at the Purnima. It's so beautiful. No, but we can't see. There's spots on the moon. You know, it's not so beautiful. So this is spots in your brain. You have Kalankini Mana. Kalankini Man. Kalankini Man means faulty brain. You know, Kalankini Man. Your brain is faulty. You have spots in your brain. So Atmanam. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. You, as you think, that's how you see the world. Man. As you, what is your word? That's the Atma perceives the Jagat according to the position. So if your mind is spotted and your mind is envious, then you'll see through the Matsarya Chakshush. Matsarya Chakshush, the eyes of envy. But if your heart is melting with some appreciation for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava and devotees and Dham, then there's some Prema Bindu. Some Prema Bindu is coming in your heart. So that in that Prema Bindu in your heart from your seva will become an Anjana. Om Anjana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Gyananjana, it means that Guru gives his anjan. If you're really sadhaka, if you're a serious disciple of your Guru, then first he will create prema bindu, a drop of prema for Krishna in your heart. And that prema bindu will be drawn up from your heart and out of your heart as anjan. Right? Anjana. And that anjana means eye ointment. It means ointment for the eyes. Om anjana timirandasya. Gyananjana. Gyana gyanjana. It means he gives this prema. He gives his love, and you anoint your eyes. You put that anjana, that kajal in your eyes, that ointment. Then you know, don't see anymore envious. You see with appreciation and love and respect. You honor everyone. You serve everyone. You love everyone. This is Vaishnav. Honor, love, serve. Even people that have nothing, no contact at all with the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, have no contact at all with the ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they have no contact at all. They even have slogans like serve, surrender. We honor them. We serve them. We love them. So this will come in the eyes if one has actually received some Guru Kripa. Kripa Bindu Diya Koroyeyo Dai. Right? We have that song. Kripa Bindu Diya Koroyeyo. Please give me a drop of that mercy. So, this is Kalankini. Kalankini, she's saying, Lalita's telling Radharani, oh Kalankini, oh chaste one, listen to my good instructions which are favorable for you. Brajendra Nandan is very tricky and clever. Durtem Brajendra Tanaye Tanoshustubam Yam. He's Durtem. He's Durt. Hey, Durt. Durt means like, you know, bad. It's a very heavy word. To call somebody Durt is like, it's like call somebody dirt. You're dirt. You're Durt. You know, Durtem, Durtem, Brajendra. Brajendra means Krishna. He's not Prem, Brajendra Prem, you know, he's not, he is Durtem Brajendra. This is a very interesting appellation. Very interesting name. He's Durtem Brajendra. Usually it's Prem Brajendra or Kripa Brajendra or something. But Durtem means he's a very clever, tricky person. But you should be Shushtubhamyam. You should be unsubmissive. Don't display your mood of gentle submission to him. Instead, in all circumstances, remain contrary. Rade giram shinu hitam. Hitam, don't give him any benefits. Shikshyantim. So this means that she's giving instruction. It says hitam. This is like we say, nana shastra vichara naki nipano sadharma samstapako lokanam hitakarano. So the Goswami is there, hitakarano. They were the cause of benefit for the whole world. Hita means benefit. So this says, hitam iti shikshayantim. Right? Hitam iti shikshayantim. It means that the shiksha guru for Radharani is Lalita Sakhi. So she says, listen, girl. Listen, Sakhi. I'm giving you instructions for your benefit, for your hita. For your hitam. So Srinu, Srinam, Srinu hitam iti shikshayantim, Radha giram. They say, listen, hey, listen. Listen, Radharani, I'm giving you good instruction. Don't submit yourself, don't surrender. Keep up your contrary mood. Radham abhibrajapate kritam atmajena kutam managapi vilokya vilohitakshim. I offer pranam to the abode of all good qualities, the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who upon hearing Krishna speak even a few crafty words to Srimati Radhika, immediately becomes furious and shames Krishna with her biting, sarcastic remarks. You are so truthful. In other words, she's being sarcastic. Like Krishna comes up and says, "Well, Radharani, I didn't come last night, but really, you know, I tried to find my way, but it was so dark, it was Amavasya, you know, and I can't see very well in the nighttime. And no, and usually I like it. I like the Purnima, I can see easily. And the path, it was a little bit monsoon, so the path is raining as the slippery. And this one, that one, I got lost and I got on the side path and somehow ended up in Gauri Tirtha. I mean, Gauri, you know, wait a minute. I ended up in the wrong..." No, he says, "I slipped and I got in the wrong place and I got lost. And before I knew it, the sun was coming up and here I am." So he's trying to give his alibi. Alibi means his excuse. And then, so then Lalita Sakhi says, she becomes furious. "Oh yes, yes, you're so truthful. You're so truthful and simple-hearted. You lost the way. You lost the way. You know every inch of this Vrindavan. You know like you know your hand. But now suddenly last night you lost the way for some amazing reason. I wonder why. You're so truthful and simple-hearted, and you're such a chaste lover. Get out of here! Right now! This is Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi ki! I offer pranam unto the supremely charming Lita Devi, who possesses all divine qualities, reminding Yashoda Devi of Radhika. She is also the object of Yashoda Devi's parental affection. Manifesting Vatsalya Bhav, she is the guru of all the Sakhis, instructing them in friendship. She is the very life of both Radhika and the younger brother Balabraja, Rara Balabraja, Jivata Nivesham, Vatsalya Brinda Vasatim Pachupal Ragya, Sakyanu Yanu Shikshana Kalasu Gurum Sakinam. So she's a guru. She's our guru. Lalita Sakhi is our guru. She's a guru of all the Sakhis in Vrindavan and Krishna. So that's why all of our acharyas, they pray to guru, because guru is, what is guru? Who is guru? What is guru's identity? Kripa Shakti Murti. Guru is Kripa Shakti Murti. So guru comes as Chaitya Guru, guru comes as Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, guru comes as Bhagavatam, guru comes as Harinam, guru comes as Lalita Sakhi, so she's guru. So nature of guru is Karuna Mayi, compassionate, merciful. So that's why the acharyas, they go, oh, you're the guru. You're the guru, so please instruct. So when Lalita Sakhi comes here to instruct and to teach, she's already teaching all the Sakhis, all the Parishads, all the Nitya Parishads. She's teaching them all how to serve Krishna and how to serve Radha and how to love them. Now Lalita Sakhi comes into this world to teach all the sadhakas, all the aspiring devotees, how to serve Krishna and Radha and how to love them. And what form does Lalita Sakhi take to do that work? Sarup Damodara Goswami. This is the proof of the Karuna. If Lalita Sakhi was not guru, if she was not Karuna Shakti, or this Kripa Shakti Murti, then why she wouldn't bother coming? Or she would take some other role in Gaur Leela. But the role that Sarup Damodara Goswami took in Gaur Leela was guru. When Das Goswami went to Mahaprabhu, when he finally broke away from his parents, he went to Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu, Shishyashti Teimam Shadamam Prabhanam, I'm your disciple, please instruct me in bhajan. Give me bhajan shiksha to attain siddhi, prem siddhi. He gave some Govardhan Shila, some Gunjamala, Radhan Krishna. He said, this is Radhan Krishna, you do some puja. But you want to learn all about bhajan? You want to learn everything about bhajan? You go to Sarup Damodara Goswami. He will teach you everything. So this is the merciful manifestation of Lalita Sakhi, Sarup Damodara Goswami. And he has his line coming also. So we're receiving so many teachings and so much mercy from Lalita Sakhi. So she is teaching the Sakhis. Vatsalya Bhav, this is the quality of Guru. There's Guru Lakshana. Guru Lakshana means there's the characteristics of Guru. So Guru, genuine Guru has Vatsalya Bhav for Shishya. When Prabhupada was here, the ladies and gents, they used to think, oh, Prabhupada, he's like my father. He's so loving, he's so caring, especially the early days, 66, 67. He's cooking for us, he's teaching us everything, he's so kind and loving and affectionate. So this is a vatsal, bhakta vatsal, an affection, a tenderness, a sweetness, a caring, a loving, a mood of protection, that's the parent. So Guru is supposed to have that mood. This is one of the qualifications mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas of Guru. It has vatsalya bhav for a disciple. Vatsalya bhav, sakya bhav, just like he says, Vishrambena Guru Seva, Vishrambena Guru, Vishrambena Guru Seva. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad, he explains the first 10 principles of the 64 limbs of devotional service. The first one is Ado Guru, Ado Guru Padashraya, Ado Guru Padashraya. It begins by taking shelter of Guru. We take shelter of Guru. And then it says you should serve Guru, Vishrambena Guru Seva. We should serve Guru with a mood of friendship, Vishramba, very intense friendship. Of course, respect is there. He's superior. Here's my guru. But also great friendship. So three rasas are available with guru. At least that's sadaka. The sadaka, he has the vatsalya bhav with guru. And he has sakya bhav with guru. Vishramba. And he has... what else? Dasya bhav. Dasya bhav. There's no madhurya bhav. And no maitun. No madhurya bhav. Guru and shishya. Sakyabhav, Vatsalyabhav, Dasyabhav. This is a relationship. Guru's master, I'm his servant. But he's also my servant, I'm his master. Why? Because he's teaching me, he's serving me. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when his shishya came, he said, "Oh Prabhu, welcome Prabhu, Abhaitiye. Hey Prabhu." What does Prabhu mean? You are my master, Dasosmi. Hey Prabhu, Dasosmi. The guru is thinking, I'm your servant. I'm giving you my time, I'm giving you my life, I'm giving you my energy, I'm serving you, I'm teaching you, I'm helping you. Is that not service? Oh, I work so hard for my guru, I'm like a slave, always slaving for my guru, he doesn't give me anything. No. He's giving so much. And it's in different ways, and the gurus give and distribute their mercy in different ways. Some they pour it, you know, they open up your mouth, they pour it in your mouth. Some they do it by telepathy, you know. They sit somewhere else like the turtle, you know, and they swim in the ocean, meditate on their eggs on the beach. That's how the turtle gives birth. She lays the eggs in the sand. She goes, plays in the ocean. She thinks, oh, my babies are over there. Okay. And they're developing by her meditation. So some gurus have this kurma guru mood. They just travel around and meditate, and then the disciple grows. And they do. They have that power. That power. And guru has such power. So, these moods are there. I offer pranam unto the supremely charming Sri Lita Devi, the treasure house of all good qualities. Upon seeing any maiden anywhere in Braja having even a scent of desire to serve her Priya Sakhi Srimati Radhika, Lita Sakhi immediately tells Radha that she must accept this person in her own party, Swapaksha. Radha immediately obeys Lalita. Yes, ma'am. Who thus fulfills the maiden's prayer. So this is our fortune. This is the key to our fortune. You want the key to the treasure house? The treasure house is Yugacharan Seva. The great wealth, the Sampad, the Vaishnav Sampad, the great wealth of the Vaishnav is Yugacharan Seva. Yugakishore Charan Seva, Nitya Seva. Yugakishore Nitya Chara Nitya Seva. The eternal service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, Radha Madhav, Radha Shamasundar. So that's the treasure house, that's the Mahanidhi, that's the great treasure that Guru gives to the disciple. Nidhi means treasure. So how do we get that treasure house? How do we get that treasure? You need the key. Open the treasure box. This shloka is the key. Yam kama pi brajakule vishabhanujaya preksya sapaksha paravim manuradyamanam sajastarishcha gatamena pitartayantim devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Anywhere anyone is practicing serious devotional service with a desire to serve Radha and Krishna, oh please help me, please help me, please help me. Anywhere in Braj, the Lita Sakhi, who is the Brajakule Vrishabhanujaya, she's Preksha Sapaksha. She's a treasure house of all good qualities. Well, that's the last line. She sees a maiden anywhere in Brajakul, then she will, who has a scent of desire, even if you have only a touch of desire to serve Radha and Krishna. Then, Lita immediately tells Radhika, you must accept this person as in your party, Sopaksha. Krita Arta Yantim. Gata Ishta, Tirishta. Radha immediately obeys whatever she says. So everyone's going around Braj, and they're writing on all the walls, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Shri Radha, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Because they think, of course it's true, but by calling out the name of Radharani, they'll get Radharani's mercy. That is true. But our acharyas say, you want the mercy of Radharani? Very quickly, then you go through the door, you go through the mercy door of Lalita Sakhi. How can we go directly to Radharani? Direct connection. Krishna has direct connection, but even Krishna has to go through Lita Sakhi. Even Krishna, who's more direct, Radha and Krishna, who's closer to Radharani than Krishna? But he cannot go through the door. He cannot get in the door to Radharani's heart without the key given by Lita Sakhi. So we can go, you know, and Radharani can't meet with Krishna without Lita Sakhi opening the door. Right? So she's controlling Radha and Krishna. So we want to get this, we're saying Radha, Radha, and Radha, Radha. We go to Radharani and say, oh, I want to serve your service. Hey, it's with her, not me. And she'll say, she's controlling it, you better go over to her. Oh, really? I didn't know. But we know. And that's what this Rupa Goswami is saying in his Ashtakam. You're the key. Lalita Sakhi, you're the key. So my prayer is there. Please, I pray to you. I offer pranam unto Lita Devi, the embodiment of all divine virtues, and the foremost of all the favorite Sakhis of Gokul. Her primary task is providing pleasure for Radha and Govinda by arranging their meetings. This delightful seva surpasses the enjoyment of all the best festivals combined together. Wow. Radha Brajendra Sutta. Radha Brajendra Sutta. So Radha and Krishna, Brajendra Sutta, the son of the king of Vrindavan. Sangama. Radha Brajendra Sutta Sangama. Seeing, bringing Radha and Krishna, Sangha. Sangam, like the Triveni, the Sangam. When Radharani and Brajendra Sutta come together and enjoy Sambhog or Viraha, any kind of Leela where they're enjoying. That is Rangacharyam, Rangacharyam Varyam. Rangacharyam Varyam. It's very beautiful Sanskrit. We don't know anything about Sanskrit, but have some appreciation. Rangacharyam Varyam. So Varyam means to expand. It is the sum total, or it's like we say Govardhan. It nourishes, it expands, it increases. Ranga means like a play or enjoyment or pleasure, pastimes. Rangacharyam Varyam. So that's why it says here that bringing Radha and Krishna together, which is a service of Lita Sakhi, Abhisar and so many things, that is so wonderful. It's more pleasurable to her than go at all the festivals and all the different things put together. The Rangacharyam, was it Varyam? So that is translated here. All the best festivals combined together, all the best of festivals combined together cannot equal the wonderful pleasure of seeing Radha and Krishna come together. Then, Vayam Vanishcha Tavitim Akilok Savebya Tam Gokula Priya Saki Niruramba Mukyam. Any person with a cheerful and pure heart recites this Ashtaka and prays to Lita Sakhi will be affectionately brought into Radhika's own group of Sakhis. Lita Devi is superbly ornamented with beauty, grace, and charm. And along with Srimati Radhika is the effulgent wish-fulfilling creeper, Kapavali, of Rishabhanu Maharaja's family that winds around the Kalpavriksha of Krishna. Whew. That's like completely wonderful. Tam Kirtidapati. Tam Kirtidapati Kalojwalav Kalpavali. Kalpavali. So Krishna, his Anga, his body, he's compared to a Tamal Vriksha. And we say Tamal Krishna? Right? Tamal Krishna Goswami? So Tamal Vriksha represents, this is Krishna Rupam. In Braja, Tamal tree, Tamal Vriksha is Krishna Rupam. And which Vriksha is Radha Rupam? Kadamba. Kadambakanana rasa parayana. Kadambakanana. Krishna is glorified in association with Radharani. Kadamba means Radharani. Kanana. Forest. Bihari. Kanana means Bihari. He's moving in the forest. Kadamba Kanana. So Krishna's always enjoying the Kadamba trees. He jumps off Kaliya from the Kadamba tree, Gopi Vastraharana from Kadamba tree, and so many pastimes from Kadamba tree. The smell of the Kadamba, the smell of the flowers reminds him of Radharani, the color of the flowers, everything. So he takes shelter there all the time. So Krishna is like a Tamal tree. He's a Kalpavriksha, and Radharani is like a Kalpavali. Krishna is a wish-fulfilling tree, but wrapped around that wish-fulfilling tree is a wish-fulfilling vine, Vali. It means like Utkalika Valari. Valari means a vine or a lata. So wrapped around the tree of Krishna is this beautiful vine. And that vine is full of so many flowers. And that those flowers are Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi. So that's why he says that Radha is the effulgent Ujvala Kulojvala Ujvala Kapavali Kirtidapati Kirtidapati, that's Radharani. He's the daughter of Kirtida. Kirtida is her mother. So the daughter is, of course, Radharani, and she's a Ujvala Kapavali. Ujvala Kapavali. She's a very effulgent, golden, Taptakanchana Govarangi, Bali, creeper. And she's wrapped around this dark tamal tree. This very black sham varna tamal tree, and this beautiful golden creeper is wrapped around. Very, very beautiful imagery that the Rupa Goswami is giving us. And wrapped around that Kapha Vriksha tree is Lalita Sakhi, because she is right there whenever Radharani and Krishna are together. I mean, she's assisting them, bringing them together, rather. So that Kapha Vali can meet that Kapha Vriksha, that is the service of Lalita Sakhi. So we want to end the class with one small verse, one prayer. O Lalita Sakhi, I am standing at your door. Your door is over there. You go to her door, the temple doors, right? They open the doors. Those are the doors to Radharani and Shyam, and the doors to Lalita, and the doors to Vishaka. O Lalita Sakhi, I am standing at your door, praying for your mercy. Although I am definitely unqualified in all respects, by your mercy I will be blessed with the eternal service of Radha Shyam Sundar. Please make this unworthy soul qualified and give him that Yugal Charan Seva. This is a very beautiful prayer given by our acharyas. Shri Lalita Sakhi Avrabha Titi Mahotsav Ki.